Welcome. Theodore Payne Foundation's Wildflower Hotline is made possible by donations and memberships. Please support the hotline today. All locations are on easily accessible public lands and range from urban to wild, distant to right here in L.A. One of the best landscapes representing California's tectonic past is found within the spirals of rock and cliffs that give Pinnacles National Park its name. Over the millennia, oak woodlands, chaparral, grasslands, and riparian plant communities have emerged and now host a diversity of flora and fauna. The geography of the park provides raptors with ideal nesting sites, both on the inaccessible cliffs and rock formations used by prairie falcons, golden eagles, red-tailed hawks, and American kestrels, and on the oaks and pines along the riparian corridors. Pinnacles has more than 30 miles of trails that showcase the beauty of the park up close and personal, and accommodate hikers of different abilities and experience levels. Depending on the trail you choose, early spring flowers can be seen throughout the park. The blue witch is common in chaparral, and wherever the buck brush is in bloom along the trails, it fills the air with the sweet, subtle fragrance of ceanothus flowers. The deep shade cast by rock formations and oak and other riparian trees give refuge to the shade-loving California saxifrage, fiddlenecks uncoiling their orange flowers on top of bristly stems, and goldfields can be found in grassy open areas, especially now along the bench trail. Milkmaids and shooting stars are occupying meadows like those along the rim trail. The magenta-colored warrior's plume, a root parasite growing out on other plants, is abundant in the shade beneath oaks and shrubs. Check them out if you are walking the high peaks loop. A tapestry of yellow and orange cover the rolling hills of the Carrizo Plain. As the hillside daisies, goldfields, fiddlenecks have suddenly become prominent. It appears it will be a decent wildflower at Carrizo Plain National Monument. Warmer and drier weather are launching a bloom that blankets the low spots on the plain, including around Soda Lake and the gentle slopes of the Tembler Range. Soon, patches of blues and purples will appear within the yellow-orange landscape as the owl's clover, Great Valley Phacelia, and baby blue eyes pop up. Unfortunately, exotic grasses are doing well this year as well, and can compete with and obscure the colorful wildflowers in places. One final note of caution. Most of the roads in Carrizo Plain are in decent shape, but several of them, especially Similar Road and Panorama Road, which cross the plain, have low spots that are still wet and muddy, and are places where one can get a car stuck. Towing services are not available, so be safe and don't take chances with your vehicle or yourself. Benefiting from abundant rainfall this winter and spring, Prisk Native Garden in Long Beach is ready to showcase its collection of flowering annuals, perennials, trees, and shrubs. The garden and schoolyard habitat is nearly 30 years mature, and it's looking fabulous. Rain or shine, open house events will welcome visitors on two Sundays, April 7th and April 14th, from 1 to 4 p.m. The showiest annual wildflowers include copious tidy tips, meadow foam, baby blue eyes, purple owl's clover, and the super butterfly magnet cobweb thistle. There are several tiny belly flowers to examine up close as well. Easy for kids, adults with aging knees not so much. Perennials include showy penstemon and Palmer's penstemon. In the shade garden, coral bells are blooming. Hummingbirds are enticed to check out nectar-rich hot pink and red fairy dusters. Bee's Bliss Sage is occupying an enormous amount of ground space, as is Mojave Sage. California poppies are everywhere there is space, soil, and sun encouraging them to grow. Gravel pathways allow visitors to tour the garden easily. There is a flowing stream and fish pond complex with native arroyo chubfish for curious kids to enjoy. A vernal pool has been added, and the ephemeral plant species there are just starting to pop. And that's it for this week. Visit the Wildflower Hotline website to see photos of these and more wildflower sites. The next report will be available on Friday, April 5th.